Dorothy Martin, October 10, 2008. Hey, thank you so much for agreeing to participate in this project. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. And the goal of our questionnaire is to produce a detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free and not to worry about providing an answer that is too in-depth or too long. No? That is exactly what we want. And we realize that you have already signed the consent form. However, we want to let you know that you should feel free to tell us if there's any particular things that you say during the interview that you'd like us to keep out of the educational exhibits or presentation materials that we're creating with these interviews. No? So you're pretty much, it's up to you whether you want to change something later on.
So I went to the sixth grade, then I go back again from first to sixth. Yeah. So that could be limited.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, we don't even mention that part. That sounds good.
Because I went to Utero Seminary School. I came out there when I was 19, imagínate.
Yeah.
Ninth grade.
Yeah.
It's about another year after that.
Right.
Then whatever you learn on your own after.
Yes, I do. Thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. I will definitely respect your wishes there. Yeah. All right, let me start with the first question then. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there when you were growing up. Where did you grow up? Where were you born, first of all?
I'm born in Gogos Hospital.
Okay. And what was going on there when you were as a kid? Were you in your neighborhood where you grew up?
I grew up in Bushapali. My mother died in childbirth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mother died, I was born the 2nd of March, and she died the 5th of March. 3 days after I was born. So, you know, life wasn't that easy, you know. Then my grandmother raised me right there in Bushapali. And then until I was 7 years old. She died when I was 7. Then my father married to somebody else, you know. And, you know, it wasn't that. And then I met my husband when I was 20 years old, and we got married when I was 21. Until, thank God, until 2006 when he died. So when he died, we had 55 years of marriage. So a picture right there in the corner. Right there, you see a bride and a groom? You see it right there?
Okay. Wow.
I was 21 when I got married. And then I raised... married and had 3 daughters. I had 3 daughters and 7 grandchildren and 1 great grandson. But you know, you lose your parents that early age, isn't that? Even teenager, it doesn't be as nice as when you have your own mother, you know? But thank God you bring me this far then. You brought me this far. It wasn't an easy road. And I would tell people already, if I wanted to be on the road bad, I could do, because, you know, my father got married, and, you know, and then my aunt, she had raised me to, you know, my mother, and that was it. But I grew up in Machapali until when I was about, I think I left when I was 8 years old, and then they moved from one place to another. You know, they moved like career and different places, they moved, you know. But then automatically I live in here from 1951. Not here in this residence in the canal zone. When I got married in 51, I went and lived in Red Tank. You know Red Tank, right? Then from Red Tank to Paraiso and then here. So all my life I can say no, I live here on the zone. You know. 57 years. So the last time, you know.
How was Huachapali when you were growing up? What do you remember about Huachapali?
Huh?
What do you remember about Huachapali?
It wasn't like, no. It was okay. It was okay. We were living around by Roxy Theatre, around that area. It was a nice environment in those days, you know. No. It was all right. But no, I don't care to go around there because it's still a bueno.
Okay.
So when I came out of the hospital, I went straight there. But my grandmother, you know, because my mother died, you know.
Now,
yeah, I go to our school there, by the Baptist school there, by the local market there. I used to go to our private school, Teacher Williams, right there.
Tell me a little bit more about your childhood. What might be one of your fondest memories of your childhood? I know you said you had a difficult time without your mother, of mm-hmm. course, but maybe was there anybody that really made a difference in your childhood that made you kind of keep going, made it a little easier for, you know, gave you hope?
Like when I was growing up? Mm-hmm. Oh, they had a, horrible. When I was about 13 years old, you know, my father said he was my brother. And I used to love to play against the temple bingo, you know. And they were upstairs. They were living upstairs. And I used to go downstairs anymore. Same downstairs, no? And when I go upstairs, you wouldn't believe he locked the door. Yeah, he locked the door, locked me up. But I say if he wanted, if he opened the door and looked, he would see me inside, you know. And he said, if we cover time, we're about 30 years old at the time. And an old man, he was like a bachelor, and he used to be like, I think he come from Barbados, named Prince. I buried him too, because he died right in my house up in the hill, so. And in the morning when he get up to go and work, you know where Russia, oh, you don't know Russia, yeah. You know where Russia, you know where Russia,
yeah.
In this part of Central Tetis, where right around there I used to live, and he saw me outside and he wanted to know what I'd been outside, and I explained to him that my father locked the door, you know. He said, you shouldn't do that. And then he took me in from, I was 13 to when I got married, 21. And then he got sick and he came and he was living right by me, there up on the area, so with him, when I met his churches, I was living right there. He got sick, I took care of him, and he died right in my house. And I buried him in Corozal, and that was it.
So he helped take care of you?
Huh?
He helped take care of you?
Yes, he helped take care of me.
Who were your best friends, and where were their parents from?
My best friend, well, her name is Ernesta Apollo. In the meantime, I was growing up right. Ernesta Apollo, she was living right there in Russia Yard, where we're living. Ernesta Apollo. She's in California now.
Where were her parents from, Ernesta's parents?
In Barbados. Mother and father were Barbadian. And we are still from a cabin, and then she will give me a call, and I will give her a call. Ernesta. Hmm.
She's in California, you said?
Huh?
She's in California, you said?
Hmm?
Ernesta is in California?
Yeah, Ernesta Apollo.
Apollo? Where does she live now?
California.
Okay.
California.
All right. Well, now, tell me, I'm going to ask you about your parents and mm-hmm. your grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Where were they from, and how did they come to be in Panama? But let's start with your father's origin. Where was your father from?
My father born here in Panama.
Okay.
He was born in 1903.
And your mother?
My mother, she's Barbados. She just come from Barbados. And my mother and father came from Barbados also. But my father is from right in Panama.
Okay. And what about your father's
mother? I think she's from Jamaica. See right here, sir?
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
That's my father and mother. That's when he was young.
And her husband?
The only child she had, you know.
Okay.
She had him alone and he couldn't have me alone.
Hmm. And what about your father's father? Your grandfather?
I am my grandfather. Okay. Very young.
Okay.
My father named Cole. Mm. I never even talk about my father.
Do you know how your mother came to Panama?
No, mm-mm. You never tell me. So when she came to Panama, she was like maybe 20. She had me when she was 21. I saw it in the birth paper. That's what I know, no? And then she came from Barbados. And then my father seemed like he fell in love with her. you know, kind of way, and then, you know, after you fall in love with her, you know what happened after that? Caso cerrado. Done. And I'm coming to my father, you know. What, man, do something right in a picture with a hat right there, sir. You actually just in the color in a hat, with a hat.
I see the wedding picture here.
Oh, yeah, right here.
Right here.
There we go. Yeah, that's when he was 90.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He was long.
And you said his last name was Cole?
Yes, C-O-L-E.
Oh, okay.
C-O-L-E.
Now, what was your father's profession?
He used to work up the other hospital as a nursing assistant.
And your mother's profession, do you know?
No, you know. Mm-mm.
What about your grandparents, your mother's parents, you know, not sure what their profession is. Okay. Now, who were your parents' and grandparents' friends, meaning when your parents had friends over, who were they? Do you have memories of visiting them or them visiting you? What sorts of things do you remember them doing, eating, drinking, or talking about during those visits?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember who were my grandparents' friends. I don't remember right now. Mm-mm.
Or your parents' friends. Maybe your father, if you had friends over.
My father's friend and brother. Yeah, my father has some friends, but I don't remember them right now either.
But
I know he had a from what he said this course in a way named Skeet. I think his name is Ivan Skeet, no? He used to have some good friend around and he was living in Radio City. At that time, you know, when he died, you know. And he had a good friend around in the neighborhood, like Carlos Payne and, you know, and Irving Small. When they gone, some doubt and some gone to the States, you know.
What did they do together?
Hmm?
What did they do together as friends?
They used to play at domino.
Anything else?
Hmm?
Anything else they used to play together?
Mm-hmm. And go paseo, no? Like whenever they have any occasion, like can they picnic or anything like that, they go.
Let's talk about school then. What was school like? How and who were your teachers? And what things do you remember about your time as a school child?
My teacher was Teacher William, the one in English, the private one, and then the other one in the Spanish. I think she died now too. Was Margarita de la Cruz. She was my teacher in my Spanish teacher.
What do you remember most about those teachers?
They were very nice. And I didn't get along very good. And I remember like growing up and many times I couldn't go to school because you see your peer. I was a teenager then, you know. And then they say, no, I don't say I'm not going to enferma. I used to go to school long in La Barraza, you're right there in 17th Street. You're not wrong there, no? La Barraza por allá. I used to go to school on without a seminar school with you that time. All them places get bad now.
Okay. What was the cultural and racial background of your classmates?
Hmm?
What was the cultural and racial background? What race were they or what culture did they belong to? Were they Latin or what?
They are Latin. And Teacher William, like he was senior, no?
What about your classmates? Were your classmates all West Indian at Teacher Williams School?
Yeah.
And what about
Magdalena? Was Spanish.
Mm. Is Teacher Williams Teacher Cecilia Williams?
Hmm?
Is it Cecilia Williams you're talking about?
No, Teacher. I don't know. It's from her. Okay. Her name was Williams, you know?
Okay. Now we're going to go on over here.
What age of music did you grow from hearing? Who were your favorite singer? What were your favorite songs?
Dime otra vez.
Okay. What type of music did you grow from hearing?
What type of music?
Yes.
That I like?
Yes.
Growing up when you were younger.
Oh, what type of music I like? I know they like dancing. Mm-hmm. Hasta ahora. Mm-hmm. Hasta ahora me gusta bailar.
Sí.
Sí, hasta ahora.
What kind of music do you like to dance?
I like to dance. I like to dance soca, salsa, de todo.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who were your favorite singer? What will your
favorite singers? You say you like dancing music, but what specifically which songs and singers?
Like the soca like Sparrow and Kenny G or whatever you name those, Kenny G. I think I can remember right now.
Okay.
There's so many of them I don't remember right now, but Kenny G, Sparrow. And I like a lot of gospel. Up to now that we're playing the gospel in the morning. I like a lot of gospel. And I like oldies and goodies. I like all of those, you know. But some of the names, I don't remember the name them though. Like with the artist then, you know.
Can I get you to sing part of one or repeat for me your favorite lyric?
Dime?
Okay. Can I get you to sing part of one of repeat for me your favorite lyric?
If you can get me to sing one of the
yeah.
One of my songs?
Yeah.
Ahora. Gospel or what? I want to remember saying, this one I got for one, and I was kind of assessing it because this is a song that we really need now. Like, in times like these, we need a savior. 20 minutes. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor is old and give that solid rock. That rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. That rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor's old and grip that solid rock. My home name is the team for Mrs. Thomas Jesus. Am I right or wrong? In time like this, we need a savior. Yo tengo bastante, pero eso lo estoy cantando yo casi todos los días ahora.
Thank you.
What music do you listen to now? What are your favorite songs and what about them do you like?
What music? Say it again.
What music do you listen to now?
I listen to gospel every morning, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
And like on Sundays, I listen to oldies and goodies in the noche. Oldies and goodies. And then I read up a ton. Salsa. Por la tarde, así, por la tarde, o sábado, por la tarde. Pero en la mañana, me gusta mi música de la iglesia. Gospel music. Uh-huh. Y lo sé, pero ahora no recuerdo todo lo que fue, lo sé.
What are your favorite songs and what about them do you like?
What?
Your favorite song.
My favorite songs that I like? Uh-huh. I like so much.
Yeah.
Me gusta bastante.
If you were to pick one favorite, what would it be?
In which one? You mean like the gospel or whatever?
Yeah, anyone.
Yeah, but this one is one. Someone showed him, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. No, great is thy faithfulness. O Lord my God, there is no shadow of turning with thee. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. I see. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Great is thy faithfulness. La fe. Y que Dios me ha mantenido la mano. Ahí está.
Yes.
Bueno.
Do you like to eat?
Hmm?
Do you like to eat?
You can like what?
Do you like to eat?
Sí, pero no como antes. Yo antes comía, pero ahora no tengo ganas de comer. No mucho. Yo como así, moderate, you know. Sometimes I don't feel like eating a little bit now, pero no como antes, como usted, que compra, que toma así. Yo no como así. Yo como...
Ella come ella.
Así.
Ella.
Porque si ella come así, y después ella va a poner en esa puerta, es así. Hay que comer moderado, más de leche, ¿no?
What are your favorite food?
Hmm?
What are your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
I like everything. I mean, que tiene bien sabor. I like mashed potato, I like rice and peas. I like cucú. ¿Tú sabes eso? ¿Sabes cucú? ¿Qué tú sabes cucú? Había de maíz con ñaú. That's cucú. Me gusta la verdura con bacalao. Por eso me gusta.
La comida cucú es una comida franquiana.
¿Ah?
La comida cucú es una comida franquiana.
Antillana, sí. También arroz con pollo, cosas así me gusta. Pero no mucho, mucho. Pero yo como
moderado.
Moderado.
Do you cook them? Do you cook them?
If I cook them?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a cook. Me gusta cocinar. Desde que tenía 13 años me gustaba cocinar. Hasta ahora que me estoy poniendo un poco mayor, que uno se pone como la cansancia. Yo hago empanadas, I do all those things. But no, I do it if I have to. And if you tell me hurry, you want like 25 or 30. But you know, the back I used to make about 200 empanadas for those white people in Los Rios. Para fiesta, you know, pero pretty much. Listen, you ever hear they say the old great man, what she used to be? The old great Mary. Lo que tú estabas anteriormente no estás ahora mismo. Pero gracias a Dios que puedo caminar y puedo hacer mi cosita todavía. What else now, papito?
Would you be willing to share your favorite receipt with you?
Hmm? So I need to share my regular recipe?
Yeah.
Which one recipe?
Yeah. Whichever one you'd like to share with us.
Well, you can write it down?
You can say it, and we'll record it, yeah.
Oh, you go with them? I didn't know that's the word going like that. Can I say it again? I mean, we can say it in English or Castellano. I like to make empanadas with the flour, Crisco, water, the ground meat, the seasoning, and you roll it out. It's hard work to do, but that does it. And my people listen to me.
What are your favorite things?
Hmm?
What are your favorite things?
What are my favorite things? I have so much saying to say whatever you want. No, my favorite saying now, peace and love. Paz y amor, peace and love. I know I have a new one now. ¿He dicho?
Claro que sí.
Paso cerrado. Everybody knows me as that. Yeah.
Where did you first hear? Learn?
Hmm?
Where did you first hear? Learn?
Where? Where did you first hear them or learn them?
Huh?
Where did you first hear that thing or where did you learn it from?
Oh, you mean that peace and love is something I love to say because there are some people, they like to argue, and everything they make a look a problem. I'm a peaceful person, you know. So when you come over the foolishness, I say, listen, you know, peace and love. You know? That's why this is on my own. I like to say peace and love. Everybody knows me as peace and love. And now, like with this thing with the TV, this with the lady and the thing, and you're talking foolishness, I'll tell you, yeah, cut off your brother. Yeah, done. You're done. Cut off your brother, you're done.
Have you ever heard of Louis Bennett and the Mickey Sparrow?
The what?
Have you ever heard of Louis Bennett and the Mickey Sparrow?
Louis Bennett?
Yes.
And the Mighty Sparrow?
Yes.
No, you're the Mighty Sparrow, but I don't remember of Louis Bennett.
Sparrow. What does, if any, come to mean when you hear their name?
Repeat that one again.
What does, if any, come to mean when you hear their name?
What thoughts do you think about when you hear their name?
When I hear the names?
When you hear about Mighty Sparrow, what are the thoughts that come to your mind?
Nothing. I just like to listen because his songs, he has some nice songs, you know, and I like to, I enjoy his music. Because his songs good, you know. There was someday there was by a lady and she had the Duke in a Cosa Grande, and he had a show going. It's a mayor ahora, pero todavía tiene su. So Cosita here and another three guy were dancing, you know, okay. And like I said, age is just a number and those songs they used to play. Age is just a number. I think that's what the song name.
Have you ever seen Dean perform?
No, I never seen him in person.
What religion are you?
What religion?
Are you?
I'm Episcopalian. Episcopalian.
What role do religion play in your life?
What role does religion play in your life?
What role I play in my life?
Religion, like, yeah. What is the role of religion in your
life? In my religion? Oh, in my religion, I work on the altar. I take care of the altar. I belong to the ECW.
What is that?
The woman ECW. And I'm the treasurer for the ECW also.
What does ECW stand for? What does ECW stand for?
Episcopal Church Woman. ECW. And I'm the treasurer for the Episcopal Church Woman. And I'm the coordinator for the United Time Offering. That is a special program they have every year at the church. You know, they call it United Time Offering. That was this church. That was, the first one that been the second one that been me. The first one that been me. It's twice a year that I have it, and I'm the coordinator for it. The first one in May, and the next one is in November. We make up a special offering, and they send that offering to the states to help the poor.
What do you mean describing your favorite part of the worship service?
What is my favorite part of the worshiping service?
Yeah.
I like the I like the singing, and I like to listen to the sermon and the priest preaching on Sunday morning, and I like to go to church early.
Did you play sports as a child?
Did you play sports? as a child?
Hmm?
Did you play any sports?
Did I play sports? Sports? No. No for you. No. Me gusta lo que me gusta a mí. Te digo la verdad. Me gusta mi iglesia. Y sports, me gusta el bingo, el poquino. Esas cosas sí me gustan.
¿Qué es poquino?
Poquino es con barajas. Con unas tarjetas y barajas. A poquino. Me gusta toda esa cosa. Me gusta bailar también. Me encanta. Aunque tengo la pierna mala, y si yo pongo mi bastón al lado, si tú me bailas, tú se oye, él usa bastón. Porque y cuando me entra la cosa, ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
Okay. Do you have any contact with United States culture as a Jew? What do you remember about that?
Contact in the United States?
With the United States culture, meaning American things that were here in Panama.
Oh, the only culture they like about them that they're always on time. If they, whatever they say, 8 o'clock, whatever it is, I love that. 8 o'clock, they start at 8 o'clock. Or when you start the graduation, I don't know if you remember that from the Canada sometime. Yeah, 8 o'clock, if it's 15 or whatever there, you get started up. Womp, 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 womp. What I like about the Americans, they're on time. Con los americanos me gusta porque ellos me están. Pero para mí, como nosotros, tú dices las 8 y vienen a las 9 y media. Esa es la verdad. Y una cosa, con los americanos tienen su fiesta, y si es 6 a 8, ellos están llegando algo para las 6. Y algo para las 8, ellos van ya. Pero nosotros, hay que esperar que la botella termina y se quedan ahí por hora y hora tomando. No es así, no es así. Esa es la verdad. Y eso sí, los latinos, pero nosotros, si hay una fiesta, quedan ahí hasta las 2 de la mañana hasta que se acaba la botella.
Sorry, sorry.
Pero los americanos de ABBA, de 6 a 8, I used to work with them, you know. I worked with their family for 17 years. And so I learned that thing. I said, well, they're really on time. Minutes to 6, minutes to 8. I said, buddy, leave me. Hi, see you later. You know, he's gone.
All right. Let's continue with the next set of questions. Tell me about your view of your West Indian ancestry.
My view?
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? How do you think about your ancestry?
I like my culture very much, and I would say thank God we unite together, you know. Like right now, like in my neighborhood here, we have unity, and even in the church where I go to, we are like one family. And I like that, you know. In every church here, but I like the unity that we have, you know, like, for instance, I live by myself, but thank God Jesus is with me, and the neighbors are with me, and you know, I get different telephone calls and show a dream and anything like that, you know. So that is important, too.
Okay. What is the first word that comes to mind when someone says West Indian?
What's the first word that comes to my mind? That's my root, because I'm West Indian. That's my root.
What qualities, cultural behaviors, or other things do you associate with West Indianness? What would be a list of different things that you just associate with West Indian, with your roots, you know, with your culture?
Oh, I think with the Latin, with the Latins, and the American, whatever. I associate with everybody.
Yeah, so what, when you think just about West Indians, what are certain qualities or things that you think about that are very particular to West Indians?
The West Indians, some of them, to me, they don't know behavior. They don't have no, I would call it, they don't attack. You know? They don't attack. That's my tool. Loud and combustible. I don't know if you follow what I'm saying. And that's it. You find it all over the world. And with other people, I know sometimes too combustible, they don't want to talk to you and...
Any other qualities that you can think of? Do you believe that people in Panama view or treat you differently based on either your race or being West Indian?
No, to me, as I go around, to me they treat me the same. And I go around a lot of Latin people and so, and different offices in Panama, different places, and they treat me very good, you know.
Okay. Have you ever lived outside of Panama for an extended period of time?
No. I don't go to the States and visit, you know. I go to the States and visit.
Okay.
I never live outside.
Tell me, how has knowing English affected you, whether positively or negatively?
English? Mm-hmm. Positive.
How so?
When you say negative, you mean that what? No, what?
It depends. It's how you perceive it. If you feel that it has always been a positive thing for you to know English, then you can describe it.
No, it's a positive thing for you to know English. And I don't really know all the English words, but I know a lot of them. Like certain things, what he would say, good afternoon, I know really and truly know it's afternoon, it's not evening, and things like that, you know.
In what environments, in what situations has it been very positive for you to know English? Has it been helpful for you to know English here in Panama?
In what environment?
Mm-hmm.
More or less, what you mean like that?
Like, say, for work or at school, or where was it an advantage to know the language? Since in Panama, you know, we speak a lot of Spanish. However, knowing English, mm-hmm. you say, has been positive for you. So are there any particular situations where you were really glad that you could speak English because it helped you?
When I was living more like in Panama with the Latins, and I used to speak more Spanish than English. But now since I've come down this side, after I got married, I taught more English down this area. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Family.
With the tree?
We're almost there. And she's going to ask you some questions about family.
Are you married?
If I'm married? Yes, I was married. Yes, I am married, but my husband died.
So did you meet your husband?
How did you meet?
Oh, what?
How did you meet your husband?
Oh, did I meet my husband?
Yes.
Okay, closer. Well, let me tell you now I meet my husband. I met my husband going by my aunt in Paraiso. And he saw me going at my aunt, and like he fell in love with me then. Just went and visit my aunt, and then his mother was living on one side, and my aunt was living on this side. So when I go with my aunt and he go with his mother, he see me going up his bed. You know, so that's where I met him then.
Right. Oh. How would you characterize the culture background of your spouse?
So the cultural background of your spouse. What was the cultural background?
My culture of my spouse is West Indian. West Indian or West Indian. I think his mother and father were Jamaicans. But he born and grew here in Panama.
Her family have any easy
issues.
Issues with
her choosing of you as a partner. I set up a website like that for the ethnic foundation.
Do you have children?
You have three daughters.
Three
daughters.
Tell me a bit about them. They live in
They're alive. They're alive and they're living in the United States.
And tell us about their lives and about their jobs. What do they do?
One of them is the one at Signal Sheet with a nursing assistant. And the other one, the last one, she's a social worker in Houston. And the big one, Asinta, I forget, she works in a office, like computer or whatever, something like that.
Do they consider Spencer Panamania with India, both, or something else?
If they are what?
Do they consider themselves Panamanian with India?
Oh, but right now they're American, they're naturalized American. Because they're there for years, you know, so they're naturalized American. But they still love Panama because they come to Panama often, you know. But you know where you're born, you're big, you know?
Do you children speak English?
If they speak English? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Do you grandchildren?
The grandchildren?
My grandchildren speak English, yes.
We do.
Why
do you think this is?
Why do you think they speak English? I guess it's living in the U.S.
No, they're being born and growing in the U.S. That's why they speak the English, they don't know a thing in Spanish.
Okay.
Have you spoken with... Do you have any family who live overseas? If so, where do you
they live?
Well, one goes, you know?
So, do you have family who live overseas in addition to your daughters? And if so, where do they live?
Oh, I have cousins. I have cousins living in Virginia, in New York, California.
When they come to visit Panama, do you think other Panamanians see or
treat
them as lay Panamanian and more
U.S.
American?
When they come here, do other Panamanians see them as Panamanians or do they see them as Americans?
They see them, I think, as Panamanians. Go ahead, born and grow here, you know?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, you continue.
Wait, you're not finished.
Not yet. I'm rotating.
Have you ever been able or living overseas? Where?
If I am, say?
Or life overseas.
Or been.
If I will live overseas?
Or visited. And this question is...
Yes, I visit overseas, but I like here.
Mm-hmm.
I visited the state, but I love here.
Where did you go and when did you visit?
Oh, I go to Norfolk, Virginia Beach, and Houston, Texas. And the last time I traveled was in 2000... Seven, January and July, when the daughter did have a heart attack, and then her father's birthday is August. So I went twice in 2007.
What is your experience there overall, in terms of what people seem to know or think about Panamanians, overall Panamanian West Indian in particular?
So yeah, your experience in general. What was your experience in general like?
In life?
When you visited, what was your experience like?
Oh, my experience is that they have a different culture living there than the Panama. Panama has a different way of living, and Ovid a different way of living. You don't even see your neighbor, you don't know your neighbor is. It's not from a mindset realm. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I like there to visit and you go and do a little shopping. But here I can take my bus, my taxi, and I can run and go on the thing. But up there, so, Panama is around. You don't see nobody, you don't know your neighbor is. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. What specific messages do you want to communicate to the older people?
Younger people.
What specific messages do you want to communicate to the younger people of the community?
What is it?
What message would you like to communicate to the younger folks of the community?
Well, this community, well, right now there are most young, most of them, people, but what I like is just them to be close to Christ and have Christ in them, no? Because everything is going on, everything, just live close to Christ and have Christ in them and walk in the walk. So we don't have that much violence. But when Christ,
are you involved with any community, group, or organization? If so, what role do you play with for the group?
An organization?
Yes.
Okay.
Group?
The only, what organization I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the church and so? I think you asked me that already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's something else like that.
Yeah,
I go to church and I'm involved with the ECW, Episcopal Church Women, Alter Gill, United and Offering, Offrenda, mm-hmm. And that's it.
Is there any other information you want to include that we have not yet touched upon?
What do I want to do now?
I think you want to add anything more that we haven't added in the last question.
No, I don't want to add anything more.
Okay. Thank you, Dorothy Marty. And I, for participation, please feel free to contact you if you have any questions or wish to add to your contribution.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, it's time.
I know.